Unfortunately, due to the coronavirus, we're all, and I'm sure those that are going to be watching the program on Facebook, you can all see that I'm working from home, and all my guests are going to be joining me live from home. But anyway, let's dive deep into it and tackle the discussion that we have. Nasin Chirongwa, as usual, and I mentioned Kuti Chirongwa Chirichiki, our youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Tonight on The Connection, we continue the discussion that we kickstarted last week. Nasim Chirongwa Tichange Chikibata Nyaye Chirwere Che Coronavirus. Utabale Tiwane Le Coronavirus. Thus far, the coronavirus, which according to the World Health Organization is a global pandemic, loku ushunzi itiwane leli has selibulele abantu emhlabeni jikelele emazweni achiyeneyo in countries all over the world. A lot of people have tested positive. Thus far, the global pandemic le isibulele abantu abedlula 39,000. 39,000 lives have been taken and counting in Zimbabwe. By the time we go on air, the number would have increased. The number, once again, thus far, over 800,000 people worldwide have tested positive for COVID-19. Now, if we look at our neighbors, for example, South Africa, where they also have their 21-day shutdown, just like what's happening in Zimbabwe, and Botswana has also joined the ranks, but we'll delve deeper into that. Over 1,300 people have tested positive for coronavirus for South Africa, and there's been 3 deaths. Now, if we zone into Zimbabwe, Namhla Sibone, the Ministry of Health, the statement that they usually update the nation, they mentioned, thus far, 8 people have tested positive for COVID-19. And as mentioned throughout the whole time, who has lost his life, that was the young 30-year-old Zororo Makamba. May his soul rest in peace. So, Muria Zimbabwe, join us and let us know, what is your take on what's happening elizweni nxa sesikhuluma ngodabalolu gciwane le coronavirus. As we speak, we're on radio on a 909 medium wave frequency, triple zvakare, pa 4930, pa 6040, ne pa 15460 kilohertz pa shortwave. And for those that like streaming the program on Facebook, Mtogazo Mwete, Zimbabwe Mwete, Tshange Tiripo, we will be uploading the video product later on during the course of the day. It'll be available on our 3 Facebook pages of VOA Debele, VOA Studio 7, Tiripo Jekare, pa VOA Shona. Saka, kanamchida, Tshange Tshikumbra, kuti mushe chirongwa kuitra kuti onene uwandu wedu. Kuitira kuti ilizwe lonke jikelele batholulwazi oluthile ukuthi kahle kahle kuyini okwenzakalayo emhlabeni wonke jikelele nxa sesikhuluma ngegciwane le-coronavirus. Saka ndiyo nyaya yathi nayo nasi Mchirongwa Mure Zimbabwe, phindai Mchirongwa muthudza omaondreni. Once again, Mtsokazo Muhle Zimbabwe Muhle, makatirira chirongwa chedu chechipiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Pore. Now, before I head over to my panelists, as usual, we like to play out a couple of videos that kind of give a summary of what's happening, not just in the country, but worldwide. So the first video we're going to head over to is the Minister of Information, Honorable Monica Mchangwa. She addressed the media over the weekend. Lapho bechasisa ngempela Honorable Mchangwa ukuthi, as of Monday, which was yesterday, the 21-day shutdown elizweni kickstarts. Bathe amapolisa achange aripo migwagwa to ensure that there is safety, to ensure that people abide by the 21-day lockdown in Zimbabwe. Let's take a listen to what Honorable Mchangwa had to say.
Zvatisharamba tichikolekta information tichitumira kuna majournalists. Iwe uri kunonyorera pepa ripi hausi pa circulation yedu ye Ministry of Information. Unonyorera pepa ripi?
Sorry?
Tichikupa information. Tichikupa information. Handidi. Tichikuita every day media briefing. Sometimes twice. Chiendesa kunema journalists, chisekuleta kunema journalists, kuzvakakosha kuti information isvike kuvanhu. Mazvita.
All right, Mure Zimbabwe, that was the Honorable Monica Mchangwa, Minister of Information, elizweni. Ube tsasisa ngempela ukuthi amaphoyisa njalo amabutho will be on the ground to ensure ukuthi abantu balakho ukulalela lokho okushiwo ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lapho uthe ilizwe will be going lizabe livale ngqi as of izolo vele bese livalile. There is a 21-day shutdown in Israel. Local Bushuguti, only essential services are going to be in operation. Muto Amapanga will be open, but in Jalo, is dollars is available. So, abantu bangaphelelwa ngokudla, they can go to the stores to purchase goods. Honorable Mchangwa was also highlighting ukuthi intathile izindaba kumele baqhubekele phambili ngomsebenzi wabo. They must continue with their works as they highlight what is going on in the country when we're talking about udaba lwe coronavirus. Now let me head over to my first guest. Joining me live via telephone and Jalo via Skype, ngumnumzana Silo Blessing Piri. Ongusakulayo, yena he's in Mbare, Trukunzwana, Jinjo, Chichemajiti, Mkatarisa, Njibotakafana, Mbare, Uko, Yaiwa, Anzi, Dambutiko, Coronavirus, Nukona Kuneta. Asi, Loto, Gotela, Njalo, Edgar Mnatsi, Dr. Mnatsi is based in, he's in the UK right now. Silo, Dr. Simemeza, Ozavengena, Gushelo, via Skype. And Jalo will also have a young lady who's based in New York, in Salones, Zimbabwe, Utanya Chiritseri. So let's head over Sakala Logo, Dr. Simemeza. Dr. Simemeza, welcome to the program. How are you doing, Jim?
Oh, thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining. How are things where you are at?
Well, we're in a bit of a fix. There are a lot of confounding factors that are affecting our society right now, including the coronavirus, but also we also have our socio-economic troubles that we've been having for quite some time. So it's a really difficult situation to have.
Now, Doc, you are one of the people that I was really looking forward to talking to when we're talking about the issue of coronavirus. In the country, we've spoken to a lot of doctors, and one of the things that doctors seem to be complaining about is they're talking pretty. Anzi, impahla zokupheka to protect yourselves against COVID-19. There's not enough of it in the country. Now, that's also a worldwide phenomenon, because even here in America, where it's a developed country, doctors, too, are also saying, hi, guys, we also have the shortage because not a lot of people are expecting it. But could you walk us through what the working environment is like for you doctors right now?
So currently I work at Parinyato Group of Hospitals. So it's not necessarily seeing COVID-19 patients, but we get to screen patients and then send them over to the appropriate facilities, such as Wilkins Hospital. Mm-hmm. So in particular, in terms of the PPE that we require, it's been in shortage for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And in terms of specifically for COVID-19, we need gear when we are attending to patients, because as you know, we do not necessarily know who is infected or not infected, mm-hmm. because some people are transmitting, don't have the symptoms, but are actually infected. Mm-hmm. So we need this protective gear so as to protect ourselves and also protect our colleagues and our loved ones at home.
Now, Doc, you touched on a very important thing, which is the fact that some people don't even know that they may have the coronavirus and they're what they call carriers of coronavirus. So you might have it, but you might not be showing the symptoms, but you might be out here transmitting it. Could you explain to the people what this means? Because some people think, kuti uwe munu anons anechirwedeche coronavirus, you actually have to be sick. You have to be sneezing and so forth. Could you explain people what it means, munu kanachiti, you're a carrier of coronavirus?
Essentially, what being a carrier means, it means you have the infection inside your body. You can transmit it to other people, but you are not yet showing symptoms of the condition. So essentially, being a carrier just means you are walking around, you don't necessarily have the symptoms. Sometimes you have the symptoms and they are mild, but you are able to transmit the symptoms to other people who are surrounding you.
Now, Dr. Chibata, nyaye kunetsa, nyaye my mask, my gloves. We see a lot of people worldwide scrambling, which don't think I'm a mask, I'm running my pockets, which go, what are my masks, my gloves, my sanitizers, things that are in shortage when for you doctors. Could you break it down? Because when I did my research on coronavirus initially, when it all started, one thing that I seem to understand, and I stand corrected, which is why you're on the program, is that the masks itself is for people who are actually positive for COVID-19, because it's supposed to be a preventative measure that when you sneeze, it is covered by the mask, not just someone anengari negative. Okay. Could you explain to people what is going on and if it's even necessary for everybody to be out here trying to buy masks?
So the thing with masks at the moment is kind of controversial. Mm-hmm. In a sense that there are countries like the Czech Republic. Mm-hmm. Everyone is required to wear a mask if they're going into public. So this is essentially because of the issue that we tackled on about being a carrier and having the infection and having the capacity to spread the infection. You have to wear a mask so that it creates a barrier between you and other people. Mm-hmm. And then this is the luxury that they have, because they are in a resource well setting. They are better off than us. But when it comes to a country like Zimbabwe, we are in a resource-limited setting. And if we were to ask everyone to wear a mask, that would mean that we'll create a shortage that we were talking about. Well, for those who are actually on the front line, who are supposed to be wearing the mask. So I think there was a recent study that was done, sort of like a clinical trial, whereby in the setting whereby doctors are attending to corona patients, there seems to be a level of the coronavirus in the air for most of the time, because this is a setting whereby people are concentrated in one room. So it is necessary for doctors to wear those masks. In general, for the public, the mask just stops the you from spreading the infection, but it doesn't necessarily prevent you from getting it.
Mm-hmm. Doctor, Tombo Batanyai Chukunzwa, Chukuna Nyika Zagasiana Siana, they're now also shutting down. Chukuna South Africa, Nayo, Pakat Petrova, 21 days shut down. Nesuoku Zimbabwe, Pakat Petrova, 21 days shut down. Is there a specific reason as to why countries are going with 21 days? Does this have anything to do with any biological or chemical thing in connection with the coronavirus?
No, so in connection with COVID-19,
the 21 days is not just a number. Mm-hmm. So the studies that have been done by the countries that are most affected by the virus show that for a person to get infected and then to show symptoms, it takes about 14 days, which is 2 weeks, to 21 days. So from the time of getting the infection and then starting to show symptoms, it can take that duration. Mm-hmm. So the idea behind having people having a lockdown for 21 days mm-hmm. is mainly pertaining to social distancing. Mm-hmm. Let's say you were infected by the start of the lockdown. Mm-hmm. You know, we've seen people queuing and people traveling from all over the place, and then you got the virus. It would take that period for you to start exhibiting the symptoms. Mm-hmm. So when you exhibit the symptoms, you are under lockdown. You are being socially distant, so it means you won't be transmitting the infection to other people around you. Mm-hmm. You most probably transmit your immediate family, but you won't be transmitting, let's say, Mukombi, Rwenda Basa, and so forth.
Takanzwa na Jinji, wachichema, wachita, there's a big chance that vakabata chirwere ichi che coronavirus. Vanenge vaibatira muzupo kana mukombi nekuti munenge mune vanhu vakawanda. Takaonawo mutungamiriri wenyika vachitora danho rekuti aiwa, now that there's a shutdown, those who are traveling, there's less Zupco buses, but Zupco buses are now being disinfected. Imi sevanhu who work in the medical field, mungati danho rinobatsira here?
Pertaining to the COVID-19 virus, in terms of social distancing, we need at least a distance of 6 feet mm-hmm. between two individuals. So if you are in public, mm-hmm. if there's need for you to be in public. Mm-hmm. Disinfecting, we've seen China doing the same, and it has worked well for them, but the commonest mode of transmission of this virus is contact between two individuals, or you contacting a surface and then applying it to your face and so forth. Mm-hmm. So this measure, it will work if there's a limited number of people who are in the bus.
Imi Savana Chiremba Varmunyika, We've highlighted kutumunechi chemo chukurusa, zukurusa inyaye kuti amuna protective gear. There's not enough. Anyaye ma ventilators ndeimwe irikunetsa. Tukuona zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe who live in different parts of the world. Sanganisira kuno kuAmerica, even kuZimbabwe kwacho ikoko. They're all trying to figure out ways. They're starting GoFundMes. They're trying to figure out ways to fundraise enough funds to be able to help you guys. Do you think that's enough to ensure that there is safety?
I think the major struggle is,
I think if you've been checking the statistics, you'll see that in northern Italy, about 51 doctors have succumbed to the virus and actually died. This is a well-funded system that has everything in place, but they have all the protective clothing, they have enough funds. But they found themselves overwhelmed by the system. Mm-hmm. So I can say I think this is we should tackle this pandemic using all fronts, which means we need the government support, we need private support, but also we need to regain the trust, we need to bridge the gap of the trust between us and also the government, because we've been going through a lot this past few months in terms of strikes and government. So we need to particularly regain that confidence that we are going as frontliners, we're going as police, but we also have kings and queens covering our backs.
All right, Dr. Tinotendas Memeza, thank you so much for taking time out to join us. We really appreciate it. And on behalf of all Zimbabweans, the world itself, we thank you so much for the work that you're putting out. You guys are on the front lines. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, Muriya Zimbabwe, that was Udokotela Tinotenda Simemeza. Dr. Simemeza is a doctor based at Harare, Limzwile, Nyembela, Uti, Kasisa. The troubles that they're facing, I highlighted, however, that Zimbabweans all over, across the globe, are all working together, trying to figure out a way to provide the protective gear that the doctors need. So, before we head over to my next guest, who is a doctor like Usengilan, Dr. Edgar Munatsi, let's head over to a quick video that was compiled by VOA. Lapho bebe chasisa ngempela ukuthi what do you need to do the most to ensure ukuthi you don't catch the coronavirus. Let's head over to that video and then we'll head over to Dr. Munatsi.
Wash your hands with soap and water before you eat, after using the toilet, after touching anything many other people touch, like a seat on a public bus. Scrub thoroughly for 20 seconds. If you cannot wash your hands, use a hand sanitizer. Taking these steps can prevent not only coronavirus, but also colds and flu and other viruses. For more information, visit the World Health Organization's website, www.who.int, or the Centers for Disease Control's website, www.cdc.gov.
Well, Muriya Zimbabwe, you just heard that. Kezai maoko, kezai maoko, kezai maoko. Before you eat, kezai maoko. Before you touch any public services, if you can, make sure.
Thanks for brother. How are you doing?
I am doing great. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for taking time out to join me on the program, Chief.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Tochi batanyaya tinayo muchirongwa. Kune Muriya Zimbabwe, those that are listening, Dr. Edgar Munatsi is in the United Kingdom. Now,
Chichitari
says, is it as bad, kwaburi ku England?
Namuzikore coronavirus rinogona kunge rakangoda kufanana pasiros panguva dzino. Dambuziko riripo nderekuti matest ari kuitwa kuvanhu vanofungidzira kuti pane chirwere checoronavirus. Anga asati anyanya kuti one day zvichienderana nekufamba kunoita vanhu. Hurumende yeEngland vari kutotaura kuti vanoda kuti vawedze matest ravari kuita vanhu kuitira kuti vakwanise kuwana vanhu vakati one day vanokwanisa kubatsirika vachirapika vanenge vachirwara zvakanyanyisa zvinoda kuti vanenge vari muchipatara kana kunge vachibatsirwa nekufema sezvo chirwere ichi chakanganisa kufema.
Now, Dr. Mnatsi, tichi tarisa matambudziko you heard there from one of the doctors who is based munyika. Vanga vachiti ivo vari kutarisana nedambudziko that there's not enough protective gear that they need. Vabata zvikare nyaya yemaventilators, hands, there's not enough ventilators munyika. As a professional or a medical expert, how is something like this fixed? Sezvo tichitarisa nyaya yekuti munyika mari yakawanda hamuna.
Yeah, izvozvo ndizvozvo hazvo. Asi tingangoti dambudziko recorona razouya kana takatarisana nekunyanya neZimbabwe. Rauya zvaro, asi nyaya dzekushaika kwemishonga kwezvekushandisa muzvipatara inyaya yagara ichitaurwa kwemakore akawanda. Hurumende yedu yakaise kunyanya kuteerera zvayo nekukoshesa huwepo hwezvinhu izvi kuzvipatara. Dai zvakanga zviri zvokuti vakanga vachikoshesa hongu zvaizviita zvishoma, asi zvinge zviripo. Asi handifunge kuti zvinhu zvinofadza kuti tinzwe kuti nyika yakaita seZimbabwe muHarare muya munenge kunzi zvipatara zvehurumende chinenge chiine ventilator imwe chete kana kusatove nayo zvachose. Zvinhu zvinoratidza kuti hurumende yedu pasina nyaya yekuti korona zvayo vagara havakoshesi kurapwa kwezvizvarwa zvenyika iyoyo, nekuti ivo kana vachinge varwara vanobhururuka voenda kune dzimwe kurapwa zvavo. Asi izvozviwo hazvi nokuda kwekorona, nekuti korona iriko kunyika dzese, havakwanisika kutiza vachienda kune dzimwe nyika. Izvo dambudziko ratiuyira nekuda kwekuti havakoshesi kutenga kwemishonga nezvinoshandiswa muzvipatara.
Zvino Dr. Mnatsi, tiri kuona hurumende iri kuti iri kushanda nemazvo mukugadzirisa dambudziko iri. They're also looking towards working alongside universities towards making ventilators munyika to ensure that at least Zimbabwe is better prepared, or since it's already in the country, can handle the situation better. What is your take on this? Do you think that this is a good move?
I think the move to always, support innovative ideas from, students, from the corporate world is a good move. But the challenge is that, we've been explaining when we've heard from the other doctor from Paranya so that these hospitals virtually do not have ventilators. And if people want to always be in the firefighting mode, without proper planning, ventilators are a vital component of critical care in hospitals. They have to be quality assurance. They have to be up to standard. Because you can imagine, people depend on this. If someone is on life support, they are depending on the ventilator. So it is important for the government to make sure if that is the route they want to take. Therefore, then they have to be quality assurance. They have to be, producing quite standard, ventilators.
Now, let's touch on the issue of the lockdown itself. A lot of people seem to be caught in between two worlds. A lot of people are part of the informal sector, which means and so forth. Others also live in high-density suburbs. We're looking to hear from Blessing Piri now. But they feel as though, one, the issue here, social distancing, is next to impossible because number two, they feel as though they're at a stage and point whereby they need to decide kuti aiwa ndobuda hangu ndono tengesa mugwagwa and also go against the law, or do I stay at home? As a medical expert, what kind of words would you have to say to them?
I would say that this is a very difficult situation, my brother, as you rightly put it. So many of our people are in the informal sector, and they literally live from hand to mouth. And therefore, it was important, and I think it is important still, for the government to make sure that they are supporting particularly the vulnerable groups, you know, who are living in townships. I think I was listening yesterday, they were trying to come up with initiatives where we can distribute, for example, food vouchers, where we can go and get groceries to the shops. I think that would be a very vital component, because we don't want to have a situation where we are trying to save lives by social distancing, by people stay at home. But at the same time, you know, many people won't be able to survive if they cannot eat. And then that is a bigger problem again. So I think the government has to strike a balance in terms of that. They have to prioritize making sure that vulnerable groups are supported, at least in terms of at least getting the basic needs that they need for this lockdown. Because the lockdown is quite important in terms of, you know, flattening the curve, making sure that the virus doesn't continue spreading, and therefore saving more lives.
Dr. Mnatsi, let me head over to more guests on, and then I'll come back to you, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
All right, Thokoza Mohle, you just heard there from uDokotela Edgar Mnatsi. Who's based in Gilandi, Boto, Uisalanesi, Zimbabwe, Usandu Hamba Vele, not so long ago. Now, let's head over to New York. Now, Sikangela, okwenzakalayo kwele Melika, New York is one of the most hardest hit places. Coronavirus. So I brought on Sakulayo, uTanya Chiriseri, who's going to be on our program. What's happening in New York? Tanya, let's keep on this one.
As Kuti Luto, Linjani.
I say, Api, Lagunjani, Ape, in New York.
The situation in New York is a very dire situation. Mm-hmm. I saw Momo Umbe's Katisi right in New York, and and umomo kangingathi awukanjinji as in ukuthi uyehle. So we keep receiving messages that the numbers are going up, and we're in a very hard place. That's basically what I can say for now.
Now, Tanya, New York has practically been on shutdown for the past couple of weeks. However, like you highlighted, the numbers are continuing to go up and continuing to go up. Are people practicing everything that people seem to be highlighting, say, as well, this issue of isolation? We hear people talking about ensuring that there's distance between you and the next person. Are people doing all these things?
Be honest with you, as I am also a culprit in this, in the sense that we still kind of meet with our friends. Like, I was at the park a couple of days ago, but we're maintaining the distance. In terms of the shutdown, they've done very well to ensure that everyone is in their homes. If you're in New York at 7 p.m., which is very rare, mm-hmm. you'll find the whole street, all the streets are quiet, and there's no one on the streets. So, in terms of maintaining social distance, people are trying because they are staying in their homes. It's not an easy thing to stay in your home for the whole day. Mm-hmm. You know, so abantu bazama ukuthi bephume phandle ke bebona bona bebuyela ezindlini zabo. But I'm not sure what the numbers, as in, I'm still to find out which numbers I look at Kwela. Is it because people are still and are failing to maintain social distance and isolation? But I think ukuthi uvele umkhuhlane ubusukhona in New York, and people had already contracted the virus, and mm-hmm. the people who are, why the numbers are going up is because more and more people are testing. And I have two people that I personally know, and one of them is actually a close friend in our group mm-hmm. who was contracted with the virus. And it's causing a lot of anxiety, it's causing a lot of stress, because in a sense, like, it's clearly like a squaz, and it's upete, you really never know until you go out and test, you know?
Now, what's in Ubambumlo Motanya? Just for 1 second, let me go back to Edgar. Come on, Edgar.
Yes.
Right. You heard what Tanya highlighted there. New York has basically been on shutdown for 2 weeks. Asima numbers, the numbers increased. Even if we look at the worldwide trend itself, people are starting to become more quote-unquote woke. They're getting more awareness on what's happening worldwide with regards to the coronavirus. But the numbers are still continuously increasing of the amount of people that A, are testing positive, and B, that are dying. Is there an explanation as to how this is working? Because somehow you'd like to believe that if people are getting more advice on what to happen, they'd be taking more necessary precautions. But somehow the number is still increasing.
I would say there are a couple of reasons why this is the situation. One of the reasons is that more people are testing. Therefore, we expect, I think, in the next 2 weeks to get even more numbers of people testing positive.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the other reason why you have, you know, the numbers of people dying is a bit increasing. There's a bit of a misnomer when we look at these numbers, because the numbers of people who are testing positive now, we expect those numbers to have an effect in terms of the mortality, at least in 2 weeks or so, because people always, you know, want to say how many people died today, how many people tested positive today, and compare the two. Those two numbers cannot be compared, because people who are dying today contracted the disease maybe 2 weeks ago. So therefore, you can only sort of look at the numbers of people who are dying today mm-hmm. compared to the people who tested maybe 2 weeks ago. So these numbers of people who are testing positive now will contribute to a greater point of mortality in the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But largely because a lot of people are testing, many countries are increasing the numbers of people that are testing, and also because the coronavirus can be transmitted with people who are asymptomatic. So it is very sometimes very difficult. People do not know that they have the virus.
Mm-hmm.
They are not coughing, they are not sneezing, but at the same time, passing it on to the next person. So this is why it's very imperative, very important that people really hit the call of, you know, lockdowns, hit the call of social distancing to make sure that even though you are asymptomatic, you don't transmit the virus to the next person by maintaining social distance.
Mm-hmm. But again, let me go back to Tanya. Sis Tanya, what's up with you?
Yes,
right. I'm sure abantu abaningi ekhaya are watching okwenzakalayo kwele Melika ndabo sebesaba. I'm sure you've also received ama calls abantu bebuza ukuthi are you okay. Now how are you going about ensuring ukuthi wena you're safe?
I mean, to answer your question, I would say ukuthi there's a lot of misconceptions, a lot of conspiracies, and I'm very happy for people like Udokotela or say UK, who's explaining to us and clarifying to us, isn't it, how do we go about being safe, you know? Why I'm saying that is because if you walk out of New York right now, if you walk out of my door right now, everyone is wearing gloves and a mask.
Yes.
And you walk into a store, everyone is wearing gloves and a mask. I wasn't sure myself, am I protecting myself if I'm wearing my gloves? You see, my tomatoes and my avocado in the store, or the next person, if I'm not wearing them and I'm washing my hands or whatever it is, that the next person who's wearing gloves, I don't know what that person was touching, but they have those gloves and they're touching same avocados that I'm trying to buy in the store. So it's very hard and it's very difficult. We have in a serious dire quagmire because, how can we do it? But all I'm doing personally is staying away from a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm associating so far with one or two people, and they also have assured me they don't associate with anybody else. So one of them is my sister, one of them is a friend, but also I'm maintaining that distance, so we don't even see each other. When we see each other, we're not at close proximity, meaning we're 6 meters or 3 meters apart.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only way, and I'm sure a lot of people are doing the same. I hear that in Germany, they put in a law that you're not allowed to actually be seen walking with the person who's not from the same household which I think is very smart.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest things with New York and New Jersey and these areas is because people live on social life. It's actually crazy. We need to consistently like talk to one another and see each other. So I don't know if I answered your question, but I think we are trying our best.
I find it intriguing. I always have a good giggle every single time people say to me, New York is the city that never sleeps, and apparently now it's finally sleeping. How are people in New York receiving this? Are people, you know, when we see videos, Times Square is practically empty. How are people reacting to all this?
It's very empty. I mean, I don't know if you saw in the news, there was a guy who was playing like a whole an instrument by himself, like in the middle of the street, and it's very like it's so sad in a way to see a city like New York is quiet, and you get the sense of the whole world is not okay. Mm-hmm. You know, and you have people right now, the people who usually sell things on the streets. It's funny how I saw a couple of people still selling, and mm-hmm. they're selling masks now, and they're selling sanitizers, which is strange mm-hmm. for a city like New York.
Mm-hmm.
And but I would like to say that people are really, I mean, we are in a privileged economy, and I hear medicine is running out just like in every other place and all this stuff, but for you to see a lot of people being able to wear gloves, being able to like get sanitizers, we are really privileged and really grateful.
Mm-hmm.
We have other issues, like people, 50% of the average people are out of employment right now, which is really sad, mm-hmm. you know? But I think if we maintain this for the next couple of weeks and just keep going and be strong, we'll come out. A lot of people are going to heal from this disease, you know? We just need to continue doing that. And I think it's important, yeah.
All right. Now, let me hold you both on the line, and let me head over to a video. In South Africa, there's over 1,300 people who have tested positive. South Africa has recorded 3 deaths thus far. Siyabona njalo ukuthi labo baphakathi kohlelo lwe 21-day shutdown. Ele South Africa, ilizwe ele South Africa, livaliwe ngqi. So let's head over to Isalane Sezimbabwe. So now it's Pila Gwede South Africa. Like, Uti, he's practicing self isolation or quarantine. Goto, Utezi Lalo Mfazo, okay? Uti, Iskat Lesi, aha, Kanyangani, it's one of the most interesting times in his life. Let's head over to Umfundisi Richard Moyo, who sent us a video at Tasang and Belu Uti Bona. As a family, what are they doing during this time?
Inini tiko mfundisi vamoyo nasu unotamuka musotukwe 9 sondo chilu mutukwe 1 day zedi zuzi tika gara muka timizimba nasu unotaparidha vangiri tika riparidha tika tumirana mafoni tika nyora zose tika nasu ligaito bata zedu timbo bata na maimu sondo kutu masaluna kusina zaka vagwa ni kuda ku coronavirus iyi saka tinokurudzira zvikuru kuti vanhu vose vanabana namai zvakanako mubatewo vanamai zvakanaka semutoro kana mufundisi kana tizodzova dzimai vedu mumafuta emusoro kuti wo musapinda zvinopinda zviyazviya kuti muite zvakanaka saka iyi haichazinguve kuti vanababa kuti mai nzvenga nemabasa akona baba nzvenga nemabasa ka vamwe vachiita ino ndona bhora vakuda munhu una friend vakuchiti zvakada zvose zvakusina kukuenda saka kuti yangu vadunga munhu newake mukati meimba saka iyi haichazvinguve kuti chero uchari baba wanga usingada mai vaivenga baba kana amai vaivenga baba nhasi uno hakusina kuenda na friend hakusina madhoo akanga kubva tiri mubedroom izvozvi taparidza vhangeri asa kuti ano regai timbobatabata musoro manamai timbozodza mafuta kubva achitanga ashanu nhasi sondo taita zvashoko ramwari taparidza tatumira vhangeri satibatika saka zvakakosha kuti kumesa vana baba danai mukati medzimba kwari kuvana baba vainzvenga nekundovata mumabhawa achivenga vakadzi vavo zvino bhawa hakusina hakusina fodya hakusina zvose saka ndiwe mudzimai kana manga mako muchisingaunzwanani inguve kuti munzwanani baba namai mukati medzimba muchirangarira nekuti coronavhairasi kuyakaita yakauyawo kugadzisa zvimwe zvinhu nemapete osaiva mukati memba notiza kaimba dzakato zvinhu ne musindo wababakana wamai padizvo zvakutoti zvakuitika saka tinokurudzira kuti mose vana baba nana mai danana mukati nedzimba pa 21 days idzo dzimuve vano muregerana kwete kugara makagumbutsana kusora baba wakavata seshamba usangorubata kana foni tinotenda naizvozvo amen
Uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Woge 45 minutes into the program. You just heard there from umfundisi Richard Moyo ukwele South Africa. Umfundisi uyachazisa ngempela ukuthi yena just like what I'm seeing ebulenjini bokuxhumana ku social media eningi labantu. This is the one time ukuthi abadoda now getting to know abafazi babo they now spending quality time with their families. So umfundisi uyahleka la uthi hi lokho kwenziwa ngamadoda ukuthi you know you're watching Arsenal idlala ne Manchester United bonke lokho akusela ngenxa yokuthi I coronavirus has caused all of this ibhola akusela all sports majority of sports have been cancelled but that ndiyo nyaya tinayo nasi muchirongwa muri eZimbabwe nasi muchirongwa chikubata nyaya yezvechirwere che coronavirus how is it affecting the world earlier Ahan you heard from udokotela Tinotenda Simemeza yena he's a doctor based elizweni eZimbabwe useHarare Dr. Simemeza uchazisile ngempela ukuthi bona what challenges are they facing as doctors elizweni sizwe njalo from udokotela Edgar Mnatsi yena is based eNgilandi we still have him on the program sizwe njalo from uTanya Chiriseri young Zimbabwean based in New York but now one of the biggest concerns that a lot of people had was what's happening in the high density suburbs elizweni sikhangela lokho okwenzakalayo like in places like Mbale lapho ukugcwele abantu the population of people that live in those areas is very high so sithi hi qhathekile ukusixhume omnye wabo ongisakhulayo umnumzana o blessing Piri sizwe ukuthi how are things in places like Mbale are people are practicing everything that has been put into law and put into practice by government So let's head over to Umnumzana uBlessing Piri and then we'll head over to uDr. Mnatsi so we hear okunenye. Koma Blessing zviri kufamba.
Citizen Koma.
Andri bom koma kurisei ko kumbare kwa muri uko.
Mbare tiriko.
Muri wapenyu.
Tiropenyu.
Aiwa tinofara zvikurusa nekuva nemupa chirongwa. Ngatibate inyaya tinayo nhasi mchirongwa tikubata nyaya zvechirwere checoronavirus. When we're covering nyaya ye coronavirus vazhinji vanga vane chichemo vachiti tikatarisa zviri kuitika ma high density suburbs hanzi muri kugara makava muri vanhu vakawanda just even in one house in general munenge makawanda vanhu vakaendera mberi vachitsanangura vachiti hanzi kuna nambare musika kunenge kwagara vanhu vanenge vakagara na bumper next to each other nyaya ye social distancing hapana tiudzeiwo zvizhinji Is this what's happening in Kumbare Kwamuru?
Well, that is so true.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we speak of before the epidemic, Mbare is a highly congested place, both by its residents, and it's a great concern. And, you know, we are lucky or I don't know what I would say. Kuti, we haven't recorded a case here in Bali, but then, you know, people are sitting on their edges because Nema numbers are till now in Bali. Well, it's only a matter of time if God doesn't interfere.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, I'm mostly worried about the recent events. Baga announced the shutdown. You know, Bali is few things and. Everyone flocked into Mbale over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I was here, and I would say probably the number of people who are usually in Mbale doubled on Saturday and Sunday because people were panic buying, people needed vegetables, so they would come. Kumbare Msika Kuzo stock up for the 21 day shutdown. And these are the people who hang around. You know, some of these people who has been sick to have contracted the virus.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people would say, I know COVID is for the rich, it's not for us. But then, those people who have been in contact with, you know, people we had contracted the disease actually came to Mbari with those two occasions. So you'd imagine, Kuti, with a population, Yemuno Mbari, let's just say only one person contracted it, Mbari Mzika. Let's go back, Kumbakwano Karano Karine family, Yevan Mani, eight living in two rooms. Now imagine, Kuti, you know, the kind of risk that you're exposed to. You know, these are some of the things that are really worrying us as, you know, people from the high-density residential areas.
Mm-hmm. Mkoma Edgar, Muripo Parnare.
Yes, Muripo.
Now, you hear some of the fears that are coming out from places such as Mbare, Kuma, high-density suburbs. Ukwanengwari, vanhu, eight, you know, in one house. Zvekare manzwa mukoma piri vachitsanangura vachiti pa 3 days idzodzo pakanounswa kuti musi weMonday patanga pane shutdown hanzi Mbare yakanga yakangozara nevanhu vakawanda. Now, is this something that Zimbabweans should be concerned about? Do you think that Zimbabweans should feel safe moving forward?
I think definitely people need to be concerned about this. The whole point of you know, having the lockdowns will be defeated if people continue behaving the same way they were behaving before the lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
The lockdown is there to, you know, limit the spread of the virus. But if people are then flocking the markets, I totally understand that people want to, you know, buy some groceries in anticipation of the lockdown. But it is also important that during that time to practice social distancing, personal hygiene, washing their hands frequently, making sure that we don't, you know, fuel the spread of the virus.
Mm-hmm. Mkoma Edgar, takaona companies, akafana ne Econet, are doing, I guess, what would term as their social responsibility, vachi vaka atingatima basins that have not only soap, where people can wash their hands in, you know, in areas in Zimbabwe. Is this something that could be helpful, and do you think that this is something that should be implemented all over the country?
I think it is a very responsible thing for Equator to do that. It can be done, but I think in view of lockdowns and social distancing, then there have to be limited places where people can, you know, go outside, because people have to stay indoors for us to be able to really manage and slow down the spread of the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
People have to be indoors. I think the most important thing at this point in time is for the municipalities to make sure that, you know, people have access to water in their houses. Mm-hmm. People can wash their hands in their houses. People can wash their food if they cook.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is very important in terms of managing this coronavirus.
You highlighted something very important, the issue of access to water. As is, a lot of municipalities, a lot of people from different parts of the country have complained, right, access kunemvura. Now, how do they, is there a way that they can go about ensuring that at least there is some form of cleanliness around them, even though vakatarisana nedambudziko rekushaikwa kwemvura?
You know, I think it is a very difficult thing because, honestly, it's not everyone who can afford to buy and sanitize, as you know. So in the absence of frequent safe water to wash their hands, then they can resort to using, you know, alcohol-based hand sanitizers. But I totally appreciate and understand that it's not everyone who is going to be able to afford it by those hand sanitizers. So therefore, I think it's a plea to the government and to the municipalities to make sure that at least during this lockdown, people have access to clean water, because we end up having so many other problems, things like, you know, diarrhea, illnesses on top of the coronavirus. If people are staying at home, there's no water, people need to use ablution facilities. All this will pose a hazard to the health of many citizens.
Mm-hmm. We have Utanyo Sakona.
Yes, I'm here.
Njengo Munyo Wabasakulayo, Olwela Ilungelo, Lolo. How do you take everything that happened? Do you think that, A, it's fair? And at what stage and point should people value their finances over their well-being?
Well,
This is in context to the situation in Zimbabwe.
That's correct.
Okay. Mina ngokwami, it's a, you know, I actually had a conversation with a friend earlier yesterday about the situation in Ekaya. You know, it's very hard to, we can't copy and paste, you understand? We can't say what happens in Europe and in the West, where economies are thriving, is the same thing that we can paste in Africa, in economies that are not functioning. So if you notice that everyone in Zimbabwe, especially, like the young man was explaining, Senko Shivizo, like...
Oh, blessing, Pete.
Oh, blessing. You know, he was saying a very... Hello? Very...
Mukoma blessing, but I par not.
So blessing was saying a very important point, you know, when he was saying, Uti, I need to decide, we need to kind of decide whether we want to die of corona or we want to die of hunger. Because, I mean, I am not familiar with the circumstances, but I understand. And obviously, how do you close 8 people in one room or in 2 rooms and expect them to stay there and not make a living and not eat food and just run away from it? Virus that they are not even being protected from by their own government. The government is doing nothing to them. I mean, I don't want to get into that, but like, we have a situation here. So, I mean, I personally think, like what Dr. Ekdal was saying, the government or the municipality should provide necessary facilities and necessary provisions for people to just wash their hands. You know, water is one of them. You know, if people have soap and water and they can wash their hands, let's start there with the basics. And that way people can start thinking of other things. But if you're going to tell these people to do this, I mean, personally, I was saying that people who are this side, we are privileged. We have this corona growing in numbers in New York, but listen, I've got water in my apartment. I've got sanitizer. I've got gloves. How about a person who's in Mbare who doesn't have all those things, you know? So in closing, I'll just say, like, I think the situation is not the same. I understand where they're coming from. And they just need the basics for now. To start. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Tanya. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us on the program.
No problem.
All right. Tochi and Akuna blessing. Mukoma blessing Mazoka Erbarna.
Hello.
Chipete, Uchonga Chenisha Nasi. Danchu Brok Mutsanam Gurevne, Muria Zimbabwe. Imi Parisino, pa 21 days, it's Zuru Yait. Murkura Rama says Zara Zimbabwe should get a my identity.
To start with, we ought not have a true Kuti 21 days is a fabulous thing. For now, we are still living on the Satkangitaka, take up a panic buying. But starting from today, the Taka Bona, Pane, Misika Yapto, Udiskwabanze, just across from my flat, Pane Maktikisama potatoes. And, you know, business is starting to come back to life. Bit by bit. And I'm pretty sure with the Red Sakarabas, that I saw, the police is going to be released to the people again, Zivari Square and all. And I even saw in the morning, there's some guys, the most street, Spanosibo, Kevaka, Waritza Basi. Now, Snafaka, Waritza, Vaka is such a Ziva. But then they are standing in the streets, and when you drive past, they ask you, Mutaka Mafteria, Mutaka Utira, Mutaka Chi. And if you happen to want, some of those things, so I'm thinking about, you know, rush to the houses and bring the items, your car, or tanker, or DD. But I'm sure this is something to be told without the knowledge of the authorities. And as soon as they realize this, you know, and all that. But what's really worrying me is, Pangoya Kata is so, I just realized, Magsen and Astamka Sinamfura, and, during the situation in Adaiso, George in Singapore gets to say, and cancel then cut the water supply with the bad Zivan. That's a very terrible thing to do. You know, putting the health of a lot of people at risk. So, you know, I'm just appealing to, you know, the relevant authorities if they are going to be listening to this, but voluntarily, it's a report. You think I just took for a get to say it's very difficult.
And now vanhu vakuenda pachipurani. Right now ndakatotarisa nechipurani. Pane vanhu varikudarika 12 varipo and vakaungana pana social distancing iripo. Pachipurani papo ndopachitanga kutorwa COVID yodziserwa mumba. Vamune vanhu 8 muya. And you know, the cycle is not going to end if things are going to remain the way they are right now.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa takunza zvakanaka mukoma blessing tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchiro wangu ndiye adyanana regai tipe Dr. Nathan kana kuti navo vapete vakande mashoko avo kupedzisira tinotenda zvikuru.
Thank you.
Dr. Mnati, tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi ndanichikumbira kuti mukande mazuva enyu kupedzisira kune mhuri yeZimbabwe.
I think mukupeta ndinongoti kuvana veZimbabwe ngati tevei zviri kutaurwa neautorities. Kuti tikwanise kurwisana nechirwere ichi ngatirambe takashinga ndinoziva kuti vanhu vakawanda vanga vachimbonzwa ndingati matheories kana maconspiracies zvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana pamusoro pecoronavirus asi chikwadi ndiri kuti tikangozvionerawo zvinhu zvisingafadze zvakaitika kune mumwe wedu Zororo Makamba and zvinogona kuitika kuvanhu vakawanda kana vanhu vakasateerera mashoko ekuti vanhu ngatigezei maoko ngatigarei mudzimba kana tisingafaniri kufamba sangofamba zvisinanhando. Izvi zvinhu zvakakosha kuitira kuti tirwisane nechirwere ichi.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikurusa Dr. Mnati nekutora nguva kuva nesu pachirongwa chedu nhasi.
Thank you so much.
Alright, mhuri yeZimbabwe, aiwa tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Nhasi muchirongwa tanga tina Dr. Edgar Mnati, tanga tina zvekare Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza. Vari kuZimbabwe kuva Dr. Mnati vari kuUK tatina zvekare Tanya Chiriseri osakulayo yena opila eNew York. Tanya ngani eNew York is one of the most hard stricken areas in America. Just to as we recap, let me just read you guys a couple of numbers ukuthi lizwele nje ukuthi kwenzakalani kwele America. Now as we speak kwele America, over 163,000 cases have been confirmed ebale umkhuhlane lo owe coronavirus ngiyaphinda njalo 163,000 cases. There has been recorded 3,000 deaths. Now New York is as I mentioned one of the most hard hit areas. There's been 914 confirmed fatalities. Lokhu kusho ukuthi kwele New York kuphela kulabantu 914 asebebhubhile ngenxa because of igciwane le coronavirus. Tichitarisa worldwide ma statistics early on patatanga chirongwa ndambokuudzai ndikati worldwide 800,000 people have tested positive for COVID-19. Tichitarisa zviri kuitika kunana South Africa uko 1,300 people have tested positive for COVID-19. Pane 3 vati vashaya. Tichitarisa zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe pari zvino 8 people have tested positive for coronavirus. And pakashaya munhu mumwe chete uyo aive Zorora Makamba wechidiki 30-year-old broadcaster akashaya last week Monday.
Wash your hands with soap and water before you eat, after using the toilet, after touching anything many other people touch, like a seat on a public bus. Scrub thoroughly for 20 seconds. If you cannot wash your hands, use a hand sanitizer. Taking these steps can prevent not only coronavirus, but also colds and flu and other viruses. For more information, visit the World Health Organization's website, www.who.int.
Saka muri yeZimbabwe tiudzeiwo maondero enyu kana muchida munokwanisa kuti texta pawhatsapp number yedu inoti +12024650318 kuitira kuti mutiudzewo maondero enyu ukuze nisitshele pelumbono yenu okwami mina ngokwami ndilako kukutuma kutwitter njalo kuinstagram @bigmike3 bigmyke3 ukuze sixoxe so lakho ukusitshela umbono wenu mayelana nalolu daba how are you all surviving elizweni with the lockdown. So sithumezele imibono yenu ukuze sizwe okunengi. Okwamanje sokumele ngishaye phansi imthokazo omuhle emuri yeZimbabwe chinobhuruka chinomara tashika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanasi sesifikile emaphethelweni ohlelo namuhla. Nasi muchirongwa tanga tichibata nyaya yezvechirwere checoronavirus. Nguva yangu yapera anokoneka ine mufaro tosangana vhiki rinouya nemsechipiri panapa pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki muine ni Mike Hove ikamalami mutsvakazomose mu Mike Hove bye bye.